How can you fuck pasta if it's just like loose in a bowl or in a plate? Well, the Fleshlight Company, that's right, that Fleshlight Company, sells their cases to their Fleshlight sleeves. And I went ahead and bought 6 of them for this very video.
Cup to cup.
Hello, everybody. How we doing? My name is Kevin. This is Cup to Cup, episode 245. Chase looked very confused. I thought I fucked something up.
No, Jason, what are you drinking your wine out of?
Oh,
is that a mason jar?
Yeah,
are you drinking wine out of a mason jar?
It's my new thing.
Right,
I do
my
espresso.
That's a new thing.
My coffee and my wine in my mason jars.
To have you guys. Thank you for joining us. The Cup to Cup podcast, a comedy podcast. Greatest podcast alive. I'm the greatest podcast host alive. I can concentrate on many things all at once. besides what my best friend tells me. So it is what it is, though. So here we are. I got all my boys here. Every single one of them. Usually it's like one or two missing, but all of them are here, including Jose. Say hello.
Here we are.
Okay. Chris, say hi.
Hello.
Chase.
Hello.
Yo. There you go. And then Jason.
Hey, Kev, I love you. I'm sorry.
Why'd
you say it like that?
Yeah, it's like,
that was like a mini sexual. I was like, hey.
I mean, that's how
Kevin.
We talk. And then we play FIFA.
I love you.
And then I turn into a complete fucking devil.
Then he's
devil,
a very
so.
Angry person.
Nobody's scared of your FIFA voice.
I mean, Jason gets
angry on FIFA and expects people to be like, oh my God, no. Please don't get scared of me. Just keep on
Kevin's
scoring on you,
number
bitch.
One thing that he says everything, okay, well, this is going to be fun. I'll just enjoy playing with Jason.
It's a great time.
I mean, yeah, look,
three common quotes.
That is true. It's not a joy when you get angry, but I'm not going to be like, stop playing ever, you know?
Oh, for sure.
What are you going to do when Connor's old enough to play video games and you hear him like across the house, like, God damn it, just like throwing things?
It's my fault. I mean, it's like, my fault, but I'm down here again and no one can hear me up there. So that's the whole point.
That's incredible.
His words, yeah, I am wild. 2 stories below.
Yeah.
So if they can hear me, we got problems.
For sure.
Direct quote.
We have really shitty walls. Like, that's all I'm saying.
It's a whole other version of dad down there that they don't know about.
Yeah. Let's keep it that way.
I'm currently filling up my dick full of Florida Man Double IPA.
Yes.
Sponsored to you by Cigar City. Just kidding. We're not sponsored. We did get a little care package from NeuroGum, though, right, Jay?
We did. They fucking hooked us up. I want to say at least 30 packs of different varieties of flavors and types.
Nice.
And the one that I want to say, so we've talked about energy and focus. I text Kevin in the morning and I said, get Erica the sleep and serenity. I forgot what the words are, but it helps you sleep. And I slept like a baby. I usually wake up like 5 to 6 times a night every time. And
insane,
I woke up twice. I woke up twice.
Wow.
And I woke up and the next thing Kevin asked was like, wait, how do you feel though? Like, are you like groggy and you want to just go back to sleep? I was like, no, I wake up on a dime, but I always wake up on a dime. So it didn't affect me. But that being said, it had that. Then there's a common focus one too. And I want to take that. I don't know what that's going to do, but like be focused and calm at the same time. I don't know what that's going to be like.
Cocaine.
Wait, no. I thought cocaine would be more calm. Like energy and focus.
Adderall.
This one's calm and focus.
Adderall
makes you calm and focus?
It makes me something in focus.
I was going to say, I don't think Adderall makes you calm. I mean, it doesn't make me calm.
Getting beer into his dick.
Surprise. My favorite thing is that we don't see
mind.
It.
I actually don't mind drinking beer out of this dick. It doesn't bother me.
Pouring beer in the dick is
literally
a giant pain in the ass.
You guys bought the smallest dick, which is
fine. Told you that.
Ooh,
you said that.
Which is fine. Which is
we got
fine.
A size queen here. Watch out.
Fucking,
dick's too small for him.
I'm a size king, you little slut. But, brother, It's impossible.
I told you that from the start.
Chase, nobody said you were wrong.
You did. You gave me shit for an entire year anytime I bitched about it.
Yes, but I'm saying you're not wrong now.
But he's still bitched wrong about it.
I'm fucked here. Like,
you're wrong then.
I put too much in it now, and now I have a funnel with fucking beer in it, and I can't get it out. I don't even know what I'm going to do here.
Just lift it up above your head and just let it drip into your open mouth.
The way you
there
said
you go.
That.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. It looks like you're drinking lemonade right now, or like.
Right?
Yeah.
This is a Cigar City, Florida man, because I'm not ashamed of being Florida man, unlike Jose, who fucking hates Florida.
I never said that.
No, you better shut your mouth. I'm tired of you on social media dogging Florida, and then you come on the show. I don't mind Florida. I kind of like it.
I didn't say I don't mind Florida. I said I didn't hate it. I mean,
what do you? Maybe. What if you don't like it? You don't. You need.
What?
You don't mind?
You tell
it.
Me. Get out. Get out.
Don't get it.
Don't get it.
Don't get it.
We're gonna build that wall in Florida.
We don't need to build a wall. We're basically a fucking wall, you know?
Are we? I don't think you understand how a peninsula works.
Waters. Yeah, we got waters around it.
There's waters around.
Waters.
Clearly
water
has not
all kinds of
kept my people out of Florida.
Yeah.
I'm happy you're here, Jose.
Oh, thanks.
Chase.
Ally.
Is Ma on his way back to Florida, right? Come on.
No.
Okay.
No.
Chris?
No, am I? Not currently, no.
Jason?
No shot, bro.
No shot.
See, honestly, you want to talk about me.
Out of all of us, out of all
I'm
of
just
going
to party with all your parents. Fuck y'all.
I am the least likely to ever come back to Florida to live. That's
my mom's
for sure.
Like,
out of
why
of
is your friend here?
Yeah. No.
Why does he have a glass penis?
My parents get stupid excited when they're like, I was like, Mom, what are we doing? What, you want to invite a friend? Oh, we got enough food. I'll pull out some more wings. I was like, okay, cool. And then they get freaked out when you guys come. They love that shit. But that being
they
said,
get freaked out when you come. They love it.
Like, good freak out. Like, oh my God. It's like, oh my, we're going to fucking rage. My mom brings out the whiskey behind the broom.
There it is.
Behind the broom. It's not a
behind the broom. Whiskey.
Tell me you guys don't know this story. You guys know the story behind the whiskey behind the broom. There's good whiskey, nope. And then there's Evan Williams whiskey. The Evan Williams stays out. The good whiskey hides from my dad. Anything that you have to bend over below the waist, he won't find it. So he puts it behind the broom. That's yes, awesome. It sounds sexist, but hey, that's the house that I grew up in. And
he's
and
like,
so
I'm
you,
not picking up that broom.
So right behind the broom, if you see a broom, I'm pretty sure it's the broom that you're probably thinking about when you're at my house. There's going to be a bottle of whiskey, and it's going to be a better bottle of whiskey than Evan Williams because my dad doesn't know how to. It could be 101. It could be fucking shitty whiskey. He's going to drink it the same. So like Kevin one time brought up 101, and I was like, hide that shit. I was like, my dad's going to drink that like he drinks Evans, and then 2 minutes later, he's going to be in the street passed out. And I was like, hide it from him. Like, just hide it.
That 101, man. It's been a minute.
That was your one. That was your one.
I just want
to
see.
You want to get back in it? You
kinda,
I'll get it for next week.
Dip your toe in a little bit?
Dip your toe in.
A little dabs, a little
test the water.
Everybody get a little bottle. Get into it next week. Nope, that turkey's back.
That turkey. Wild turkey.
Anyways, let's get into our open eye. What do you say, huh?
Excuse me, do you know how much a polar bear weighs?
No, how much?
Enough to break the ice. Hi, Fred Searing. How are you?
You didn't let me answer the question.
What's the question? Huh? What's your answer to the question that I don't know what the question is?
Yes, what is your about question? Getting into the opening item. I'm telling you, yeah.
Oh, no, I don't really give a shit.
Oh.
What is an irrational fear that you have? I had to ask my wife. I was like, babe, what does that mean, irrational fear?
What is irrational?
I didn't know what that meant.
That's a big so word.
It's like
I
you.
She was like, you remember you went to college, right? And I was like, yeah, but...
Oh, fuck.
No, I'm just kidding. She didn't
pull
say
that card.
Jason, what's your irrational fear?
Irrational. He's not scared of anything.
No, the dark. I always feel like when I go up this basement and I turn all the lights off down here, even though I have a switch upstairs... I don't run, but I make an extra 4 or 5 steps faster. Because I think someone's just going to grab me and fucking, even though I spent
hours
down here, the second I turn all the lights off and I walk up the fucking thing, the first like 4 steps, I'm like, I'm going to go just a little bit faster.
Someone's just going to grab your leg. Case.
But what's really going to kill me, though, is like I'm going to slip because I'm wearing socks and then I'm going to fucking break my neck on the stairs. Because
so the dark is, in the end, going to get you, is what you're saying.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. I'm a grown-ass man. Like, I'm not saying I'm scared of the dark, but I fear there might be something there.
Are you, like, super focused on, like, where you're going and, like, not looking around? Just, like, I'm just going to look straight ahead.
No.
I'm just going to look straight ahead.
It's like that little nervous feeling right before you go talk to a crush. Like, I feel it right before I go up the stairs. I'm like...
Butterflies?
Butterflies.
Do you like
fly
in the sky? Do you prep yourself before you turn off the light? Like, all right, got to get going.
Hit the light and go.
Okay.
I turn it off, and then here's the dumb thing about it. I don't need to do that. Like, the switch on top of the stairs can turn the lights down in the basement, but I still turn it off anyway. Almost like challenge myself.
All
right, what do you guys got?
Got nothing there.
Chase, what's your irrational fear?
Chase
IKEA room, Chase McDaniel's IKEA room.
It's a fucking sex room.
Lightning. And living in, you know, the lightning capital of the fucking United States of America, it was something.
That's not that irrational.
I mean, Denver is the lightning capital of the world?
It's talking about Florida, bro.
Bro?
No.
He lived
bruh, come on, bro.
I lived there for a couple years, you know, in Florida.
Do you remember that, bro?
Yeah, I think lightning is a pretty rational fear. I mean, that shit can fucking kill you.
The odds of it are so, like, it's probably more likely that Jason slips going up the stairs in pitch black dark. Right?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, lightning is scary, for sure. I get scared. I think a lot of people are scared of that. Yeah, I'm a bitch.
Bitch.
I'm somebody's bitch. OMG Wix put out a little TikTok today or yesterday.
He's been crushing them lately.
But he was like, we're the out of the top 10 alligator infested areas, there's 7 of them in Florida.
Oh yeah,
and we're also the shark attack capital of the world, and we're also apparently the capital of lightning strikes.
That's crazy. Ooh. The shark attack is that New Smyrna? Is that where they mostly happen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not, but it's that's attacks, but not death. Like we don't have the number in deaths. Like they die here.
Smaller sharks.
Yeah, you get a little
kick them.
Just a snack.
Just gotta know what to
flick them.
I'm kind of surprised, Kevin. You didn't know that we were the capital, lightning capital of the world. I thought that was like told to you when you were in like grade school and on.
Well, you know, that would insinuate that I remember anything.
Okay.
He also doesn't know what irrational is. So,
He
does now.
Learn something every day.
Wow. Chris, what is your irrational? Chris is giving me off. What's that goddamn lead singer of the band? Is it Van Halen?
Oh, Thorn on a Rose on a Thorn. Fuck.
Axl Rose.
Axl. No.
It's the one that had the show on MTV, right? Or VH1? Where he was trying to find true love and he was a rock star?
Singer.
I know exactly.
Google Headband Rock Singer. See how many
Rock of Love.
Brett Michaels.
Brett Michaels.
My hair's not long enough to be Brett Michaels.
Yeah.
I mean,
I could grow it out.
Chris, give me the Brett Michaels.
You got a good trash version thing going on right now. I dig it.
You gotta get what?
Thank you. He said I have a good trailer trash thing going right now.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Tank top and
Chris, what's your irrational fear?
My irrational fear is the dentist. I'm still, as a grown man, I'm terrified of the dentist.
What are you scared of?
I don't know. I'm afraid either they're gonna leave me under too long and then I die. I'm afraid if they're cleaning.
Every time you go to the dentist, you go under?
What? No, but if like you ever go like when I think when I got my wisdom teeth pulled out or whatever, I was like, what if they do too long and then I'm dead or
don't come back.
I still get chills when I go into the dentist. Like even when I get a cleaning, like just the sounds.
Right,
no, it's not a good energy. I don't want to feel that energy when I'm at the dentist. I'm afraid they're gonna like stab the shit out of my mouth. Like oh, I just
well they
I'm
probably
so
will.
Uncomfortable.
100% will. Yeah.
No, I hate the. I'll always hate the dentist. But I think it's because I had braces that I had. There was like that key that they had to take
face.
The top of my mouth. Yeah, I'm sure I was called that. Thanks
fucking
for
metal
unlocking
mouth.
That memory. But
Damn, sorry,
bringing that back. You feel this? I'm getting the bad chills right now. But.
Who did I miss? Jose?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's your irrational fear?
I had a hard time picking one. I have two.
Oh, scared.
And then I realized that they both coincide. So one of mm-hmm. them was parallel parking. I don't know why. It just immediately get anxious.
Oh, I just avoid it.
I just don't do it.
Well, you can't avoid it up north. Michael's family was visiting a couple weeks ago, and they rented a pretty nice SUV, and they're like, you're going to drive us around. And immediately I'm like, fuck, I got to park this thing. Like, fuck. I got to pull up into a parking spot, and I got to back up into it. What if I don't get it on the right try? And then there's cars behind me that start honking. And then I started thinking about my second one, which was this irrational fear I have of having to put my overhead compartment luggage, my carry-on, on a seat that's behind where I am. So then after the plane, I have to like push through people to get to my bag. And I realized that my actual fear is people having to wait on me, like getting in people's way.
Knowing people are like, come on, man.
So uncomfortable. And I'm just like, they're just going to get angry and they're going to fucking hijack the plane. And like,
what?
We got to wait for this guy to get back. We're just fucking hijacking the plane.
After you landed? They're going to hijack the plane after you land?
You never know.
Come on, get the plane.
We're still on the plane. Fuck it. Close the door and back up. We're leaving.
Jose, fuck what people think, man. That's what you need to just remember. No, fuck them.
I'm with
fuck
you.
Fuck what they that. Think. If they got to wait, fuck them. What are they going to do, you know?
The parallel parking one makes way more sense.
They're not
going
to get to their Bloody Mary
I would have that
2 minutes before, you know, they'd be okay.
It's not the actual parking that that I'm terrified of. It's somebody like, I parked the car the other day while they were visiting, and I was like, good, there's no cars. And I like was working on it, and then I could see one coming from the distance. Like, they were
shit.
Far away enough.
Like, no, fuck.
No, shit. No,
dear man.
God, I have to get this. Please get it on the right try. And of
and
course,
when
I
you
did
don't,
it.
They just they drive by like, you shaking their head, like, oh,
this fucking guy
head nod. I got the little head nod, and I'm like, oh, fucking Chase. God, I know what that means.
That was actually me.
I know.
So, yeah, I sent you a video, Jose, or you sent it to the group, and I think you and I were the ones that agreed to it. It was a comedian that was talking about how does anybody have anxiety on
yes,
a plane?
Yes.
Anything about that? So, and that's me, and it's the same thing. And I think the reason why is, be honest, we're in a tree of trust right now. the reason why I feel that way is because
trust
if
tree.
I'm waiting on someone else, I want to beat the shit out of them. For, like,
Jason's like,
so,
hurry up.
That same feeling is what I think other people feel. So, like, I don't want to be that person because I want to beat the shit out of that person that wants to do it. So now I feel like that person behind me waiting on me wants to fucking bust my head open right. The way I want to bust their head open. So I think that's where it comes from.
For context, Jason shared this video of a comedian that was telling this joke about how he thought his whole life that he was just being courteous to other people by like planning every single step that he's going to make as soon as the plane lands so that he can grab his bag out of the overhead compartment in a swift one movement as he's exiting the plane without stopping at all. And then his wife made him realize that he just has anxiety and he's anxious about the people behind him freaking out that they have to wait to get off the plane. And that's exactly the way I feel.
There's a fine line between that and like taking an inordinate amount of time to get out of your seat, you know. Oh,
there are those people that do that, and I'm like, I'm gonna truck you. I'm gonna put my head down.
Me and Chris
forward.
Are silent on this one.
I've flown like twice. Yeah. I don't have this issue. So
these motherfuckers just flying every weekend.
The rich people
taking their
again.
private jets and
yes.
I like how if you fly more than twice a year, you automatically fly private. Like that's
100%.
That's obvious.
You have your own jet.
Why would you be doing
somebody?
This?
Somebody asked
as well
me
buy your own jet.
They were like, what is that? Not first class, but and I was like, I don't
business
fucking know.
Dude,
no fucking idea.
Business
why
class. I just
me?
Got a seat on the plane. I couldn't fucking tell you where it is.
Delta Comfort Plus.
Yep. Don't understand that.
Yep. There you go.
It is.
My irrational fear is just anything in anybody's bathroom behind that curtain, behind the shower curtain. There's always something. Hey. There's always going to be something, and I got to check. I don't care if it's.
Yep.
I don't care whose house I'm at. I don't care if I'm in the fucking White House. I'm going to look and make sure that you know.
Never
there's
know.
Nothing.
Got to be white.
Yeah. Deep Charm's definitely back there waiting on me. You know.
I actually, I'm with you on that. especially growing up, I would always, always check behind the curtain.
I wouldn't always check in. It's in other people's houses. I don't.
Yeah,
check
other houses. I would. Yeah.
You don't check yours?
No.
No,
bro.
You walk in like calmly, and then all of a sudden, just start punching at the curtain. Just like,
gotcha, bitch.
I just like open it real quick. I open it quick too, like
with your fist like pulled back, ready to go.
No,
you don't do the slow open.
You're not gonna fucking sneak off on me, monster. Like, you're not gonna go down the drain because I'm gonna get you in time, and then
get you. Surprise! But what if you open it and they're there? You're not ready to go. You don't have your fist cocked. You gotta have your fist cocked.
You didn't think it all the way through.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
100%.
What?
As soon as I heard cocked, I was like, Jose is fucking hard here. Here we go.
Speaking of hard, guys.
So goddamn hard.
Nice.
That actually sounded pretty good.
That works.
That did sound pretty good.
What happened?
So I just want to thank everybody. I complained last episode that I feel like in the episode before that our Florida man is getting weak, and I just couldn't find good ones, or not good ones, but like the Florida man-esque kind of like ones, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? And then out of nowhere everybody started DMing
there we go.
Me, just everybody. All different good headlines. And you want to know a common place that I was getting them from?
Yep.
Pensacola.
Of course.
Yeah, damn right.
The west side or the...
Not the west side, where the rich people live.
This one was out of Vero Beach, though, because I was like, I'm going to give Pensacola a little bit of a break, because I feel like we've hit them hard a little bit. But I have a bunch from them. So the Naomi's, the Danny Wands, the Mike's, a few other ones. I think Justin sent me one. A bunch of people sent me a lot of Florida men. So we're stacked for a good month. So I'm pretty stoked.
Here we go.
This one's good because I'm going to give you guys a bonus point after the Florida man. So if you guys don't know what Florida man is,
love a good point.
I read a headline, I replace a word with a blank, and they're going to try to fill it in. These are real headlines, so the internet says. I'm going to read this one out. You guys are going to guess, get it right or get it wrong, and then afterwards I'll tell you what happened, and then I'm going to tell you to guess one other thing for a bonus point. Okay?
Heard.
All right, so it reads as, Florida couple caught blank on a sidewalk. It's an action.
Mm-hmm. Fucking.
I mean, that's the obvious one. It's fucking.
I mean, I guess the headline probably wouldn't say fucking.
Yeah.
Fornicating.
Fornicating. I don't think they would have said that. I think it was just.
I don't think it's
going
to say that either.
Sexing.
They were
each other.
Fornicating on the sidewalk.
Defecating. On the side.
Oh. Ooh, shit. Both of them together. One. Wow. Hey, yeah, Jason made a little. Jason made a little eyebrow raise there. You might be right there, Jose.
Yeah.
I saw a little eye.
That's what I'm going with. They were holding hands while they were squatting with each other.
Come on, babe. I love you. I got you. Just stare into my eyes. Look at me, damn it.
Okay. I'm gonna say barbecuing alligators.
Okay.
Poor alligator.
Okay.
Barbecue alligators. Okay. Got it.
I'm gonna go.
Just said animals in general.
Charcoal,
but...
propane.
Charcoal. Come on, we can't afford propane.
Come on, it's gotta be charcoal.
Wait, Chris? I don't know which one's more expensive. To be honest.
That's a good question. Shitting was going. I'll go peeing. Both peeing on the
shitting,
sidewalk.
Shitting, peeing, barbecuing, fucking.
Yep.
I mean, I feel like you like it, if you guys didn't get it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what else you. Like it could have been, you know what I mean?
Let me hear.
But yes, somebody did. Mm-hmm.
Come on,
who you guys
play
think got
me,
it?
Baby.
Jose, you did the eyebrow raise. You did the eyebrow raise.
I did.
Chase is very confident.
Put it on the board. Yes.
I'm gonna say Chase.
Yeah, I think Chase. I think it was sex.
It was too easy. We gotta make him a little bit harder.
And
fuck
he's
you,
going
Kevin.
For
because it's Jose.
Oh.
Fuck me.
Wait. Oh, Chase.
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 Oh.
Chase.
So the story goes as told, the male had his pants down and was seen making a thrusting motion while on top of a female.
Thrusting?
So Nellie, she got the missionary style going down. And apparently a lot of people saw it and did a lot of double takes and they called the cops. The question, the bonus points goes,
like
can
rats.
You guess what fast food restaurant they were in front of?
Oh,
Wendy's. Ooh. Taco Bell, baby. Taco Bell.
McDonald's. Whataburger.
Sorry. Popeyes. I even think it had like a sexual innuendo too there, right? Like Popeyes. I don't know. I felt like it was kind of.
What's
fun.
Sexual
Popeyes?
About Popeyes?
What? I don't know. Please Popeyes explain. Popping out. I don't know. Strong. I don't know. It sounded sexual.
I was reaching. Popeyes popping out.
No, my eyes
not turned on by Popeyes.
When I have sex with
far,
you.
Jose's got two for the whole year, which isn't bad. Because Kevin
it's pretty good.
Only has two. Chase has 1, 2, 3, 4 points, and Chris has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points. Chris is still winning. Still leading the pack.
Damn it.
Yeah. Sorry, boys. Sorry, Kevin.
What are you sorry for? That was great, dude.
Good, dude.
Sex.
Who would have thought? Mike. Who would have thought? Me up with a column
like
on this virtual
no, you don't
board.
Get it until you are officially on the board every week like Chris.
You can put it on.
You got to earn it, bro. You got to earn it.
Every week? Every single week?
Todos los días.
There's Chris.
How it
Chris
goes.
Gets on. I think
oh,
Chris
oh, that's
three.
Really good Spanish, Kevin. Somebody really
four semesters,
great
baby.
You.
Four semesters,
really
baby.
Me. Yeah. Wasn't you, motherfucker.
I love how Kevin's totally butthurt that he didn't get it right because it was so obvious, yet he could have said the most obvious answer, but he didn't.
Yeah, I'm not
so.
The kind of guy that's going to fucking, you know, just say the obvious thing and then hop on board with an obvious thing.
But
you know?
Are the guy that's going to complain at the end of the year that you,
when you lose and then,
got it? Hey, look.
And then has to do a race to do a tiebreaker. Yeah.
You know, fucking, we're just going to be here, guys, all right? We're here for the pod, all right? Love you guys for so goddamn pod. Much.
Later on tonight in this episode, we will have the race results. We couldn't do it live. We couldn't get Chris and Kevin
why?
In the same place.
Why? Because Chris is
Kevin's
a pussy.
Fault.
That's why.
Oh, yeah, because you wouldn't come here just because I didn't go there. I'm pussy. A bitch for that. Yeah, that makes no sense.
I mean, the plan was you come here and you pussied out.
We could have met halfway.
If you would have been like, hey, come to me, I would have fucking, yeah, obviously
no,
made the-
yeah, obviously would have done that.
Chris actually did give us like a good 3 weeks heads up that he couldn't make it, so you could have still made it, bro.
We kind of shut down after a while, to be honest. Yeah. So.
Okay, but anyway, stay on track. I'm assuming right after this is where we fucked up with our boy Jose live. We'll play some videos, maybe do some play by play of it, and then we'll put it online and let you guys watch it,
ooh,
get the results. But in the meantime, we're pivoting, and I've been wanting to share these two videos with you. For a long time. So I got one that's, I don't even know what you want to call it. But basically, you know, like nails on a chalkboard makes you cringe, or there's like things that just grosses you out really bad. Mm-hmm. Well, I watched this video, and I've seen this video way too many times. And I want you guys to watch it. You guys can unmute yourself and see if you find it as funny as
is
I
it
do.
Is porn?
But what I want you to do is.
That's a good question.
It's not porn.
It's a valid question.
When you watch it, I want you to think of there's something out there that can cause you to react the way this girl reacts. Okay? And it'll make sense in about 2 seconds.
Does all anybody right, else have like specific sounds that bother them? For me, it's styrofoam. It's styrofoam.
What?
Like, she's gonna vomit.
Styrofoam rubbing against each other. All right. I'm gonna try to open this.
Ooh. Oh god.
This can't be real. No, that's too
okay,
fake.
Here we go. I'm gonna open this.
His reaction's funnier.
There's no way
that really guy's reaction is
over the top.
No,
it's
that guy laughing cracked me up.
I think she's serious. I
no,
think
that's
serious.
The fakest thing I've
no,
ever seen.
Chase, you don't know.
I think she could give her the heebie-jeebies.
I'm not saying that it doesn't give her. I'm not saying it doesn't give her the heebie-jeebies. I'm saying her little fake vomiting.
It's like I'm gonna vomit.
Yeah, the fake vomiting was 100% fake.
It's. I don't know, man. I laughed. I've watched that video probably 30 times. I think her reaction is so fucking funny. And I don't know why. But anyway, so you watched. Is there anything in this world that comes even close to what styrofoam
like
did to
sound me? Wise?
Sound, taste, smell, anything. Anything in this world,
bro,
if you got a whiff of it or look of it.
If a cockroach, if you had a cockroach on you, that shit is just fucking
you,
like...
No. That gives you the heebie-jeebies?
Yes, bro. 100%. Yeah. They're so fucking gross. I fucking hate cockroaches.
Anybody's dog shit but my own dog. Like, my own dog's fine, but...
Even my own dog's like...
Bro. Really? Just, yeah, dude.
You know what gets me? And it's funny because I have a lot of hair.
A dick.
But it's just... It's like hair, like other people's hair, particularly in the drain. Like if you ever like snaked a drain and it's just like a clump, I will vomit. I will vomit.
It is gross.
The house I'm living in now, there were a lot of people with long hair that lived in that house. And I have, and the tub was like, it wasn't. For whatever reason, I just like I had poor Drano, everything. I was like, "What the fuck is in there?" And I just like stuck a hanger in the and I pulled and I. it was just like clump. Nope, and that's it.
I posted a video of cleaning.
It is gross. That's fucking gross.
Emily's bathroom one time, and I did not like. I've only cleaned mine, and I've only like lived with guys before, so I've only expected that. And then when I pulled that out, I was like. Y'all ladies are gross as fuck. And then now knowing that, I just realized dude. Kevin lives you with know? Girl dogs,
yeah, it's not
daughters,
fault,
and
man.
A woman. This man is built.
You know who taught me how disgusting women can be? Your sister.
Jamie. Oh, yeah.
I shared
nasty,
a bathroom
man.
With her, and she I'm just nasty. Like, what the fuck is this? It's like a frat house bathroom.
Yeah, but then here's the thing about Jamie and like Emily and any other person. You shave one fucking time. You're like, your hair's everywhere. I was like, one day out of the fucking your shit's there every fucking day.
Your
like,
shit is embedded
day.
In the fucking world.
Well,
you know?
We have plumbing problems because of you. I just shaved once.
She was like, would you wear that apron that catches your hair when you shave? I was like, will you wear a hairnet when you take a fucking shower then? Like, what are we doing?
What's happening here? Do any of your girls? Do any of your girls like you know when they're like brushing their hair and it falls out like stick it to the wall?
That I've seen I'll that. Fucking punch somebody.
What?
In the face.
I've seen it in the shower. I'm like, oh, there's just little patterns just going on
it's
the,
like,
in the wall.
Eric will leave it. Eric will leave it down the drain every now and again. Like just and then. I, it doesn't even bother me. I'll take a fucking full hand of
Kevin's just like, give me that hair.
Throw that shit away.
Jose, like, the logic is that like I don't like well, it's better than going down the drain, so instead I'm gonna stick it to the wall and forget that I did that so that when I get in the shower, it's like, what the fuck is that doing on the wall?
Yeah, sometimes if it's Erica's like I like to grab a big handful and be like
I'm just picturing that right now. I'm like,
I'm just picturing,
but I fucking
I'm
love
picturing
her,
the girl so. Like marking her territory. Like, this is my shower.
This is mine.
Like, this is my motherfucker.
Yeah.
This belongs to me now. I never got the hint. You fucking know it.
What if you like had a girl, like you were like, you just like decided to move in with a girl and she started like just a fucking glob on the wall?
I'd be like, I'm moving out now. I'd be like, what's going on? What's going on there?
I want to move out. I'd just be like, can we figure out another? Can I give you a cup?
Can I put a trash can right next
Jose's
to
like,
the
I'm
shower?
Going.
We do like a red Solo cup or something.
Yeah, something. We
put it in the hair cup. The hair cup.
All right, cool. Mm-hmm. We got all of wait. Chris, you said anything that grosses you out? I think Kevin.
No, mine was. I said shit like Kevin did, but like, because like where we live in like a townhouse, so I walk somewhere and not picking it, like picking it up, I don't care. That's that. It's just like the whiff that comes in. Like, I'll pick it up and bag and I'll get the whiff. And I'm like, ugh!
Oh, dude.
That's the
especially
fucking
hot
worst.
Summer day. Like,
like I can pick it up.
I'll tell you the worst of the worst.
Oh. Let me hear it.
Is sometimes we'll like go and you know we're good about cleaning Lily's shit up in the backyard, but Erica is the worst at like taking that bag and throwing it in the trash can.
Ooh.
And sometimes she'll leave it
in the
yard, and then a fucking rainstorm, and then it fills up with water, and then,
God.
Bro,
having
to grab that bag after it's been like fucking Florida Swishy. Sun. Fucking
shovel
monsoon water.
Shovel.
It's gross.
That's how the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were born. From that, shit.
That was their beginning,
that's,
right there.
That's
how
that.
That's how it became radioactive.
We watched very different movies.
No, you don't know, man. You don't know. All right, this next video I found and I thought of my boy Kev. I feel like this is something that I thought maybe Kev at one point thought about this.
This could be
some
stupid.
So, bro, it's going to be dumb.
Like,
and
yep.
I think you've seen it. It's been around for a long time. It just circled back, and I had it shared on the podcast. And since Jose's here, thought it makes sense to get his perspective on this too. So let's watch it and then see what you guys find. The one that you think is the most fuckable.
What is the most fuckable pasta? That is a question we will be answering right now today by testing out these pasta dishes. And you may ask yourself, how can you fuck pasta if it's just like loose in a bowl or in a plate? Well, the Fleshlight Company, that's right, that Fleshlight Company, sells their cases to their Fleshlight sleeves. And I went ahead and bought six of them for this very video. We're going to be fucking six of the most popular Italian-American pasta dishes here. We have spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, cheese tortellini, ravioli, mac and cheese, and lasagna.
All right, so I don't know why it cuts off there, but so lasagna, like out of all the pasta dishes, is there a fuckable one that you think that'll be the best?
Who thinks of
this conversation?
Who thinks of that and then not only thinks of it, actually goes out and buys it and fills these Fleshlights with pasta?
This guy right there. Yeah.
I'm aware that this person did that. Yes, I'm aware.
I would fucking love to try this out.
Seriously.
Did he fuck them all?
I'd fucking do this. I'd do this.
But I kind of want to go straight to spaghetti. I think spaghetti being as thick as
I mean, I'd destroy that fucking pasta. I mean, that pasta
would eat it afterwards, by the way. I'm just throwing that.
I mean, we're not going to let it go to waste.
Yeah, I'm not going to waste it. That's crazy.
Why would you let it go to waste?
My own germs, bro. What are you? You never
burn pasta. I'm not going to waste
my own germs.
What are you?
Your own
my
kid,
germs.
Wait,
you never,
the fuck? No. Yeah.
You never
fucking touched your dick and you know.
Go on.
Finish that sentence. Anything?
Jizzing in pasta and then eating it like it's.
Oh, I didn't say I'm jizzing.
Jason said to complete.
He's like, I'm not an animal.
I'm not fuck this shit out of pasta. I'm not coming in it.
Yeah, if I do that, I'm definitely not gonna eat it then.
Yeah.
That
Kevin
changes
Chris,
everything.
I don't. What the? Do you have sex and then right before completion, you're like, I'm done. Like,
no, absolutely not.
So
not
when
how
you
that goes.
Sex? Don't you automatically assume completion? Like, I don't have sex and not complete. Like, I think it's one in one. Like, it's
all. Like, I'm gonna get off.
Pull out of the pasta,
no matter what.
You can pull out the pasta and come all over the garlic bread. Everything's fine. Yeah.
Hey, damn, good call,
there's
man.
My fucking title. Come on, garlic bread. Let's fucking go.
Pull out on the pasta.
There,
so
that's a good one too.
You, ZD,
I think the lasagna might
say,
be
pasta,
the most fun.
Ooh, yeah, I'm gonna fuck with that
lasagna. That's a one layer thing. Like, no,
it's fine.
I know.
That's fine.
So
I thought this
it's
was gonna
more
fuck
compact.
One layer. Oh, that's it.
No,
might be. Decent.
It's more. No. It's you know what I'm saying. Like it's more compact, so you can like get more of it in there, so it'll be tighter.
See, Jose speaking my language. I'm gonna get with that. Lasagna.
I think you want more sensation. So you want lots of those little swirlies. I think spaghetti's perfect for that.
I think spaghetti's the one.
So you know you get lots of like fucking little things almost massaging.
How about like macaroni, like with little corkscrew pasta, that's a lot of like sensation in there.
Get freaky.
Rib. It would be like kind of like a tickling of the balls. Like it'd be a lot of fingers. Like I think
a little bit.
No, I'll just stick a finger in my balls for that.
In your balls. You're gonna stick a finger in your
balls, please.
You guys don't do that,
bro.
Finger my balls.
Try. You never stick fingers inside of your balls, like.
No, haven't done that.
I can't say
that. Made there. I apologize.
So you beat me to one.
Oh, yeah, those are my weird internet finds.
First step.
Those
were good finds. Those were good finds.
New segment. Jay's weird
good
internet finds.
Good finds.
I will say Kevin did text us and say he did have picture time ready.
I do. If you guys are, you want to do it. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Fucking I.
Yeah.
Aye.
Wait, you got the intro, right?
Wait, we have a picture time intro?
Goddamn right we do, somewhere.
It's from the Kevin and Friends series. Trying to
is
mix
it
up the...
Wait, did
wait,
we...
Wait, really?
Yep, right here.
Oh, there it is.
Third one, the kink.
Not
many producers
on
the show.
Not...
It's picture time! Totally forgot about
that's
that.
That's cute.
Oh my god.
Kevin's going to might cry.
Small.
Give him a second. Kevin needs a moment.
That's crazy, bro.
That is crazy.
All right, it's
was
picture
that,
time. This is where we're going to... I'm going to show the guys a picture. This is a great opportunity for you guys to view this on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're going to describe these pictures, but you're not going to be able to tell fully. Actually, YouTube. This is kind of questionable. We may not be able to show some of this. Note to Kevin editing this YouTube clip. You might need to edit some of these out.
just left a message for your future self on the podcast.
We'll describe these remind the best me we in the can, future. But you know, the best way to is to get on YouTube. While you're on YouTube, just give us a like and subscribe, you know. So and hit that notification like button, bell.
Thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. All right. So first picture.
Whoa,
sister.
So
fucking animals. He's fucking
yeah.
animals.
So what do we got here, Chase?
We got a naked dude on a bed with it looks like a duck, a squirrel, a deer, and is that a some sort of bird kind of, behind him?
Oh, good eye. Good eye. Yeah.
Some kind of bird. Looks like the deer was going in maybe for.
No, we know where the deer was going. Yeah, the deer was 100% going for that.
And he's covering the duck's eyes. The duck is too young to watch.
The duck doesn't need to watch. The duck doesn't need to watch.
It's one version of Duck Dynasty, right?
Didn't even see the squirrel, bro.
The squirrel down there
hanging out.
Squirrel's the cuck in the situation. He's really just a watcher.
He's just really into it.
Yeah, he's just like, you guys just do what you got to do. I'm like,
come on, deer.
On
come on, Mr. Deer. Get in there. Come on. Did you mention that the man is naked? Do we know that?
Yes.
It's
a nude man.
He is a nude man. Looks like he's, got good shape to him.
A little thin.
Shaved chest, which means.
Very hairless. Could be Chris.
Are you saying Chris is hairless?
He's got a mustache.
Facial hair. That's about
facial
it.
Facial hair. Yeah, we cannot see the man's face. He is covering
up
his face.
You envision Chris hairless? Is this what you envision?
I mean, I think we can all agree that Chris is, very pretty. Hair is not his problem.
Who's the less hairy guy of us all?
Chris.
It's got to be Chris,
100%. See?
All right, moving on. Next picture. So this guy, obviously just having sex with wildlife.
100%. And got caught. He got caught.
And, he's got his camo
blanket. Oh, don't take my picture.
He's got his camo blanket.
That's a big fucking hand, actually.
That is a big hand.
Somebody's loving the big hand. Next one.
Look at how long those fingers are.
Holy shit.
Fuck?
That's terrifying.
Right. Happy to describe this one.
Yeah, go ahead, Jose.
Sure. So think about that old lady that grew up in the neighborhood that smokes the Virginia Slims.
Yes.
Now imagine that she's a puma.
And a guy
that hasn't eaten in a very long time. We have a very sickly looking cat that is the size of a full blown human on a porch with a plastic chair, sitting in a plastic chair, definitely smoking a Virginia Slim.
Of course.
This bitch looks like she's definitely looks like she's about to come ask you for rent money.
Rent's due.
$25 sucky sucky, something like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Or that rent or sucky sucky.
This is like
sucky.
The realistic Pink Panther, like retired.
I was gonna say Pink Panther. Good shit, Jay. Yeah,
Pink Panther's in retirement.
This is Pink Panther as
thanks, man, because I am not gonna be able to get that image out of my
head. This picture makes me very uncomfortable.
Fuck?
Actually,
yeah,
I don't like
on,
this picture.
We'll
move on. I gotta go up the stairs in the dark. And
that's all Jason's gonna think about is this retired Pink Panther.
Good for you, bro.
Moving on.
Dude, this guy.
So, Chris, why don't you take this one? You know this? Do you know this ride?
This is at the local fair. This is where they duct tape the rides. This is
the
that
Gravitron. Is what it's
the Gravitron. So you have everybody else having a good time. I don't know what the one guy in the middle, but this guy decided. He's like laying the other.
He's not having a good. He's the guy in Sandlot who did a little too much dip.
Our main focus is this guy decided he's not going to do it traditionally, lay back. No, he's going to fucking stand up on the seats with pretty good balance, mind you. And just
it's impressive.
Perfect posture.
He's holding it.
I like that
there's
a man next to him that is so impressed that he's applauding.
He's applauding.
He's like, good job, Chad.
Mid,
good job,
like,
buddy.
Fucking Gravitron. This guy is taking all the energy in his life to applaud him. Meanwhile, the guy next to him looks like he's like about to break his own fucking leg.
For sure. My concern is when it stops.
Fell right on his face.
He lands flat on his face.
Based off of his 1990s fucking Limp Bizkit look. I think that.
Thank oh my you. God. I was gonna say that's Fred Durst, bro. Like, what?
I think that he's got a plan in Fred? Place.
That plan is to fall face first onto the ground.
Yeah.
Okay. Pair of Jenko jeans. Backwards just, red backwards red Yankees hat. Looks like he has a Spitfire, a red Spitfire T-shirt, and some Jenko jeans.
Jinkos,
he's got the wristband on. He's got
some black
fit,
like
Jenko jeans. Those aren't like.
Yeah. Those aren't the real Jenkos.
Right. Right.
He's got the black like Reeboks back in the day, you know.
And he's just like, fuck it, dude. Fuck it.
Let's be honest.
The Hot Topic wristband for sure.
Could be a pair of Etnies. You never know.
Can we assume that this guy might be the operator of this contraption as well? The Gravitron? He might be the guy.
He could be.
He definitely looks like somebody that would be working in a county fair.
For sure. For sure.
He 100% is a pure athlete, and he actually said yes to drugs instead of going the athletic way. Like that, like
he chose drugs.
Can we just give him props? Like, if this is true, that's a fucking
that
athlete
guy right there in the picture is giving him props.
Yeah, like, Jay's clapping for him. Jay, you don't know that he didn't pursue his athletic dreams.
Pablo,
he could be a skateboarder.
Loving it.
He could be a skateboarder.
I hope he did something with that ability instead of just being the
be
Graviton guy.
His ability, like he's a fucking X-Men or something.
I want to try this. Wolverine over here and try this now. Like I want to do this. This looks,
folks, you
insane.
Heard it here. Jason's gonna go to the Graviton and try this.
Let's all go try this.
Tiny hands. So
next time you have the local fair,
also Jose is pointing out the hands.
Jose has a hand fetish. Got it.
Next picture time.
Fetish.
No, this is really creepy shit, bro. What,
this is another creepy one.
Yeah, I mean, this is Jay, you want to say this
child?
Jose, describe the last one.
Built
this
out,
guy.
Know,
this is a some, guy. This is a young child.
That's a small
all
child.
All I'm thinking about is the fucking scary ass goddamn, like, just put his finger in a light socket, fried his head, and now he's on a body of sticks. Like, I don't know what
you
it
is. Really bad at this game.
You're not good.
Terrifying.
Nobody knows what you just said.
This is like an Erector set. Like
those are Kinects.
Kid. He was very proud of this. This kid put a whole body together with the Kinect set, and he didn't have anything to put a head on, so he stuck the most frightening head of any doll of all time on the top.
Is that
doll
Richard Simmons
is,
up there?
It's a Richard Simmons doll. Looks like it, to be honest. Yeah,
it looks like
Richard
Simmons.
Simmons doll.
If Richard Simmons was like a zombie.
Where is like the black part of the eyes for this doll? That's what
that's even
me.
Creepier. It's just
Richard
eyes.
Simmons if he was a zombie. 100%.
I think the eyes are closed. It's one of those dolls that the eyes open and close, but the eyes just don't open in this.
They're like, no, we're not. Fuck it.
Goddamn terrifying.
That's what hides in Kevin's shower right there. 100%.
Bro,
Kevin's
I'm
me
checking,
punching that fucking shower.
I'm checking twice tonight now. Thanks a lot, Chase.
Get out of my shower.
That's what's lurking in the dark in Jason's basement currently.
Jason's like, I'm going with lights on the entire way up. Pedophile
scared,
app?
Jason.
Does that say pedophile app? What?
What are you talking about?
Oh, I see on the sea. Jose is getting excited.
Speaking
of Jose getting excited, this is the last picture. So get excited about this. Tell me what we're looking at, boys. I'll start with Jose.
I'll start
very
with
quiet.
No.
Randomly,
I would really love to start with somebody else.
Is this the human centipede? But they messed up. They didn't get the memo.
Yeah.
So it's ass stacked as opposed to ass to mouth. It's just
stacked.
A stack full of asses.
Stack so full of asses.
It's a piggyback kind of version of five asses with the top ass with a lot of toilet paper stuck in his
mouth.
Yeah, what's up with the top ass?
He just left the toilet paper. He said, I'm going to keep that there.
Sure, what's
it
going on?
It looks like
with that
a spider
ass.
Of some sort. Of
it does
asses.
Look like a
like
fucking spider.
Now
that I can't unsee a spider.
Or a bunker, or they're in jail.
Prison,
in
yeah. Let's give him a prison look there.
That dude on the bottom has a strong back.
He's got a nice base. He's got a nice base.
He's got a solid base.
He got nice and wide. He got nice and wide for it.
Yeah, you have to get wide when you're on the bottom.
When you're the base, you have to. Yeah.
Were they not concerned with whatever the top guys got going on?
They didn't seem. He just didn't reveal it to the rest of the world that he's got.
They tried this earlier, And he shit on everybody, so they plugged him up. And then,
oh, they're like, "You're not doing that again."
The middle guys look like they don't have any pants on at all. The other ones,
I was thinking the same thing, Jason.
they're actually could be naked. Actually, that's
the dude. The other ones, their pants are just. He didn't really try to. The guy in the orange, like, he half-assed it, literally.
Like his right foot. It's not even. He's just like,
he's got a family. He's got a family. He's can't be having those.
He's like, I gotta be respectful, guys.
Can't show the asshole.
But yeah,
no asshole,
guys. Two guys just butt ass naked.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Sure. I don't see any pants.
Dicks and balls on back. Like, yep. Right? Yep. DMB on B, right?
Yep, that's right. DMB on B.
DMB on B.
You can't have that.
Yeah, Kevin, fully can confirm now that you will not be able to load this one on the YouTube.
Well, you know, we'll do a little blurry
censor over the buttholes.
Yeah, that's
going to be... Just censor this whole picture, actually.
Censor the butthole. Use your imagination.
I think it'll be all right.
Just imagine a guy giving five guys a piggyback ride, and everyone pulled their pants down, so now you
and
see...
And the top one has toilet paper.
There's a little toilet paper, a couple naked. Horny. Kevin, yep. Her five, he's like,
yeah. Not bad. Sounds like a Friday night.
That was picture time. Thanks for joining us. Usually I throw in a picture or two of the guys, but this time I was kind of a little behind on time. So I just thought you guys enjoy that one. That was
so
good.
You threw five of the guys.
I did it.
I did five guys.
Jason's like, mortified.
Yeah.
Jason's like,
I'm not going here while you guys have
Chris. I'm not going anywhere.
I'm locking my door.
I live here now until daytime.
Yeah.
Going upstairs? Absolutely not.
Damn.
Kevin.
This has made me feel like I should put a gun in the basement now.
Like, Emily's like, did you not come up to bed last night? No, I sure did not.
No, I slept down there and I'm going to do it again if I have to.
She's like, did you take one of the pistols and put it in your basement? I did.
I did. Yep.
Bet your ass.
Staying here.
I actually also have ordered four more. They are also going to be in the basement.
We're going to be
heard
a bear
anything?
Trap.
I ordered
have
on
you
Amazon.
Heard anything down there?
Oh man,
Kevin, right, guys, when we started the show, you didn't have these ready, right? Did you since the beginning? Did you find that like in the first 30 minutes of the show?
Yeah. Yep.
Let's see.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Nice.
I told you I didn't need much time, but I needed some time. You know,
when you did the intro and you were like, see, I can do more than one thing at the same time. We were just looking up at these.
Oh, that was just me fucking. This is what doing this to Jason. Yeah.
What's
giving
that?
The middle finger. Thanks.
That is an adorable middle finger. God damn, that is cute. That is cute. Like,
that's adorable.
Oh, are you?
Not like
cute.
That.
No, not cute.
Not too hard to deep, bro. You could probably.
It's easy, actually. Yeah. I could probably do two of my thumbs and fingers.
We're jumping into
your whole
face. Evan,
two thumbs.
The boys are gonna take a piss break. I'm sure of it. If you guys haven't listened to 7 minutes,
Kevin's like, dear God,
please go and listen to 7 minutes of Heaven. Check it out. Tell your friends. Tell your sister. Tell your moms. Tell your dads.
Tell them all.
It's gonna be good. We'll be right back. You'll hear a few moments later.
No, he just said what you were gonna hear, not that.
Stop doing what you're doing.
A few moments later.
Chase is so confused by that. Welcome back, boy.
Hey, we're back.
Maybe Chase doesn't like two men having babies.
Gay babies.
Definitely Chase. Not what was said.
What the hell, Chase?
I'm fucking sick of it, Chase.
Are you serious?
We have Jose
out
on
of
the
all
podcast.
The people.
Way to go, bro.
This is unbelievable.
Bro. Sure.
You're wearing the
Rain. And look at your shirt.
What's Rain bros? Rains,
bro.
Rains, bro.
Anyways, welcome back, everybody. Jay, you good? You want me to take over here? What's up?
No, I
said right, this is where we
decided. We're about to go. This is where we're fucked up, and we're about to play the music. I just usually cue this up for Jose to make sure that we're on time and ready to do this because it's a whole life thing.
Jason, you're ready? Fucked up, man, but that's okay because we're good to go.
Come on, we got it. Come on,
let's do it.
What is up, my people? It is time once again for another edition of This Is Where We Fucked Up. And turn down my music just a little bit, then I can tell you that this is the segment of the podcast where I call out the mistakes of the previous week. This week, we're talking about episode 244. The same episode where we learned about Chase's orgy room, and I'm getting to see it now for the first time.
It
Chase, it's
Look
very
at it.
Looks good, man. It's very
Thanks,
it's giving
man.
Orgy. It's giving orgy. It's very nicely organized. The vibes are giving orgy. And hey, knowing what we know about Chase, we know that weight-bearing columns aren't the only pillars that are being admired in that room.
because it is the orgy room, and that is a joke about your very large penis. Episode 244 had a few fuck-ups and a few clarifications to be addressed, so let's not waste any more time and just...
Dive right in.
Because this is where we fucked up in episode 244. Very nice. Okay, we're getting the hang of this. It's pretty good. All right. So,
that's the most consistent
week,
segment.
It is the most consistent. It's confirmed. Confirmed. The most consistent segment on the podcast. Confirmed. All right. Last week, Jason brought up how our favorite hangout spot in high school was in the parking lot of the former downtown Disney Pleasure Island. But nobody, including Central Florida's biggest advocate and mayor, Kevin, could remember the name of what it is called now. In 2013, Disney renamed its shopping district Disney Springs. And welcomed a... and welcomed a whole new generation of degenerates hanging out in its parking lots. Jason, did you ever get lucky in your car in the in downtown Disney parking lot?
After the parking lot is massive, bro.
It is. Did you get caught by the Disney cops?
It's obvious.
Not having sex, but doing other things for sure. Yeah, yeah. Gotten caught in a car having sex.
Those Disney cops in that parking lot, you know what they're doing all day? Watching teenagers fuck in cars.
Oh.
Nonstop. And masturbating. And
teen porn.
Teen porn. Jason was really surprised last week to see a printer in Chase's orgy room. according to a study done by the U.S. print industry, printers have been at a huge decline for years.
No.
We know this. But in 2020, we did see a huge increase in printer sales for the first time in decades.
Calm back now.
Which makes sense. You know, everyone was at home with mounds of toilet paper. You might as well buy a printer. Why not? The study claims that up to 62% of American households own a printer. So a little over half of the homes, Kevin's mind is blown, own a printer. Half of those printers probably need toner, while the other half are really just props. They're props for people to grab onto during orgy parties. So it makes sense.
Chase's orgy
would have one.
Here we go. I get
in
it,
his
Chase.
Orgy room.
I get
Da-na-na.
It.
It is staged so beautifully, Chase. It is staged so beautifully that it only has
great, dude.
Can only
then
be
why
for
would it be
orgies.
Used for an orgy?
Is that like a novel up against the wall? Is that a novel up against the wall?
Of
what
course
is that?
It is. Why would
yeah.
it be?
What is it?
Yeah,
the Kama
you got
Sutra?
Some novels.
Light reading.
What is that? Art of War up against the wall? Like, you're talking about the books over here.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, those are
fail.
Books. Yes, but they're
you
yeah.
would fail. Green
what book is it,
class, bro? You were
is
so
that
bad.
Mind Comf? No, I'm awful. I definitely would.
Speaking of Chase, Chase, I love how you nonchalantly dropped a particular word last week. It's spelled S-A-N-S. During a conversation with our very stupid friends, knowing that they were going to react to you using fancy words around them, you can't use big words, especially when you mispronounce them, because it is sans. Just sans.
Sans.
You're sans, you sans. Fancy bitch. Sans.
I'm going to always say sans for the record.
Sans, you fancy, fancy bitch. Jason, the law in college that ended the online career of a bunch of our poker playing friends was the Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act of 2006.
Bullshit.
This law prevented the use of certain payment instruments, credit cards, and fund transfers for unlawful internet gambling and for other purposes, and also required most of the other people that were gambling to return their BMWs that they bought to take pictures for on their MySpace profile pictures and get a real fucking job.
Whatever,
so
Whatever.
Sorry about it. We all knew one person who was slowly becoming a millionaire playing online poker during that time.
And it was always that one Jason's person neighbor. That got you sucked in, right? Like, what is he doing? All right, I'll dabble with this.
I don't know
and
what kind
2 minutes
of
in, I'm like, little,
little did you know he was just getting paid by the online poker people to convince people to play poker. He wasn't playing.
It's like Mary Kay, but with poker. It's just a big
that's a good
pyramid
reference.
Stream.
Not bad.
Nice, Mary Kay. Yeah, pink Cadillac reference.
Pink Cadillac. Yep. I'm gonna get my pink Cadillac. All right, Kev. not a fuck up. Not a fuck up, but a little validation for you, my friend. last week during Chris's random Twitter bracket that we do almost every week.
Oh, it's great, right?
We love it. It's great.
We do.
It's really good.
We do.
Fucking hate it. They fucking hate it. I like it.
I like it.
Jason, you were sorry. Sorry for giving my opinion.
Yeah, please be sorry. I'm just kidding, Chase. I like your orgy room.
Sober Chase.
Kevin, you were very adamant that the nebulizer for Men in Black was the better option over the radioactive spider for Spider-Man. And the guys disagreed and even made faces explaining that you're more likely to kill yourself with the web slinger just from having that. And you were right. Across all of the Marvel Universe movies, animated series, comic book, Spider-Man has died 12 different times. The nebulizer, on the other hand, has killed zero people.
Zero guys.
Brainwashing many. So the nebulizer is definitely the right move here, although would most definitely be the most dangerous person with a nebulizer.
With any of these weapons, let's be real.
Your poor wife would probably be like fried from how many times she just hit on her.
I am a wife. I am Kevin's wife. Yes, you are. That's right.
Yes, Kevin is amazing, and I love his huge dick. Is great.
Spaghetti for dinner.
Yes, I love your thumbs. Are so pretty.
Yes.
Yes.
You
so Pluto. Let's
big
talk about
thumbs,
Pluto.
Giant cock.
Oh, here we go.
There it is.
This is content for you, dude.
Here we go. Let's talk about Pluto. Is it
let's
a planet?
Talk about
not
it.
A planet. Here's the deal. Mayor Adamson did a little bit of research and found out that the International Astrological Union has three main qualifications that they use. Okay. The International Astrological Union has three main qualifications that they use to qualify whether or not a celestial body is to be considered a planet, and it must qualify for each one of these. Ooh, so it has to get each one of these three.
Gotta get them all.
The first
gotta
one.
Catch them all.
Gotta catch them all by the Pokemon.
Sing that shit. Well, all right. Change the show because they figured out it's Pokemon.
Sorry. It just really gets me sometimes. So number one is that it must orbit the sun. So check. Pluto does that. It does orbit the sun. Two is that it's got to have enough mass to achieve hydrostatic equilibrium. That's the balance between centrifugal force and gravity. It's basically what makes planets spin. That's what makes planets spin. And check, Pluto has achieved hydrostatic equilibrium.
Pluto.
So
come on, Pluto.
So
you
far.
Can do it.
Here we go. Here's the last one. Let's finally, it must, quote, clear the neighborhood around its orbit.
Wait,
here's what
that
means. It's got to clear the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. What that means is that if you look at a planet's specific orbital path around the sun, it would be expected to be the dominant gravitational body in that elliptical orbit. So basically picking up any smaller masses or bodies as it comes towards them, it would pull them into its own orbit itself. This is why the moon is not considered a planet, because it does not clear the neighborhood. In fact, it is in Earth's orbit.
It's just a cuck.
So it is just a cuck. Yes, the moon is the cuck. Just
the
likes
moon
to watch.
Is the cuck.
And so this is where it gets murky with Pluto, because there is no proof that Pluto has the ability to snag things into its path and pull it into its own orbit.
Pluto.
Astronomers. Astronomers have argued that there are half a dozen or so bodies in Pluto's orbit that would fit the description of a planet. But there's an even bigger argument that Neptune actually is what has a hold of Pluto more than Pluto has a hold of itself around the sun. So because of this, they have downgraded it into the dwarf planet. It does not get that third check.
I am sick. It'll always be a planet to me, damn it.
It's real to me, damn it.
My follow, I'm wondering if anyone else is thinking this. So in theory, though, wouldn't that just be like there's always a bigger fish in the sea? Because let's say you put Earth next to Jupiter, Jupiter would suck us in. So is that just like bad placement for Pluto? Like they're in the wrong place at the wrong time?
Yeah, they're not in a good spot.
That's not a great idea. It could be, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it would qualify as a
planet. It has to be in the right spot to be categorized as a planet.
Well, that's just unlucky.
Pluto, would you agree it just doesn't suck enough?
It just doesn't suck enough. It needs to suck a little bit harder. Yes.
Just needs to suck a little bit more.
Come on, Pluto.
It lets itself be sucked. Kevin was waiting so hard for that joke, guys. We can tell when he delivers a joke and when it comes out of like just ad-libbing and whatever. 100%. And this motherfucker was like, this is the time. Say it, Kevin.
Attack. Go now.
Would you say?
Yes, Pluto's definitely the sub in this equation. And Neptune is the Dom.
Nice catch, Jay.
This is the astronomy version of the argument is a hot dog, a sandwich. And the astronomy community has decided that Pluto was not, in fact, a sandwich. So thank you, Mayor Adamson, for the supplemental research. A hot dog is still not a sandwich. Please drop that foolishness in trying to sneak this argument into my notes. Because we're not going there.
God, I was gonna say, goddamn, that analogy bled the mayor, bro. Like that comparison there was
that one. He did take pride in that one.
He did. He did. And this would be about the right time for Jason to have his finger right on that button because
put it on the clip, Jay. Put it on the
come
clip.
On, put it on the clip, buddy.
Put it on the clip. Come on.
Here is last week's
moment of crap.
Oh. Holy shit. Chris just made me come so hard.
That was it for this week, folks. Thank you, Mayor Adamson, for the supplemental producing. Folks, as always, if I missed anything, you know what to do. Just slip into my DMs at HippieJose14 on Instagram. And until next week, peace.
Well done.
I mean,
that was an enjoyable history lesson.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was one of his better ones. Oh, he's here. Shit.
Oh. Yeah, shit. You can see him. You can just tell him what you think.
Not a recording. I'm right here.
Not a recording.
There he is.
Guys.
It didn't suck enough.
The moment of cringe still bothers me. Just fucking.
I love the moment of cringe.
I know you do because it's a splice between 79 different things.
Ignore it.
I love
just
it.
Ignore it.
Yeah,
just
everybody ignore it. What I'm saying.
Kevin says it.
Folks, it used to take creativity. They used to have to pick certain things.
I think this takes more creativity.
He says
it's you just fucking. It's just like. No, it's just like a murderer.
Well done, Jose.
Cutting out the fucking letters on his...
That is creative.
That's very creative. That's what he's doing. He's
got a point. Be better. You got red ears like your pink
You're
dick,
doing. So. You're doing great, Jose. Thank you for being so consistent.
Thank you.
Jose's ears look
like
nice
your
dick.
Creative.
I'm just throwing out
if consistent you, if the one argument I say Kevin has is if you want to question authenticity, I get that. If you want the authentic one line, I understand where you're coming from, Kev, but it is very creative, and I enjoy
what is more authentic than creating a whole new line out of nowhere, out of your stupid statements?
But what I'm very much excited for is this the one segment that makes Chase's butthole pucker up.
It puckers
up. I see it. He's like, take the test. And he's just like, fuck, it's here.
He's puckering right now. He's like, oh, God.
Is that name that show all the time?
Name that show.
wobbling. I don't know what's happening.
Look at him. Look at
I like how he puts his hands on his like that's going to make a fucking difference. Like,
this is going to help
I need
me
to hear
be faster.
Every noise.
This is going to
help
me
I do
faster.
It like this. I don't know. Anyway, guys, let's name that show. At this point of this show, Chase freaks out. He covers his hands.
He does.
Over his ears. And I play a intro to a show. We started off way back in the day, like 90s, 80s. We do all shows now. It could be
it's all over the place.
Old. It's all over the place. Any show.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ready?
Yep. Uh-huh.
No.
No.
Wait. Yeah, go.
Oh, now he's ready. Are you ready? Come on. Yep.
All right. Oh, rules, simple. Sorry, Jesus Chase, I'm going to keep dragging this on.
Yeah, just stress out Chase a little more.
You get one guess, and you can't guess until the rest of the team goes. We haven't really issued a time limit on this one. I will say in the future, if I do pick one where I know the name of the show gets said, I will let you guys know it is said, so you guys can be the ones to say it as fast as possible. Because we're coming.
Been used before.
Eventually,
we
have
start
a
using.
The same
when you start using one of those, like when you start using one of those buzzers, that you can use, like it. They have them on like websites where like you basically like log in and you just whoever buzzes in first gets to guess.
Oh, you like yeah. I see what you're saying.
I like that.
It's gonna be tough to do on this particular site, maybe.
No, because we just have to do it. We just Jason has to set it up, and Jason sees who buzzes first. Oh. Nobody else has to see.
You should. I mean, if that's the case, it would have to be like. As soon as you buzz, you have to answer because people could buzz and be like, I think it's...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You would have like
as soon as you buzz, you're like, this is my answer.
Yeah. You easily
but no,
fix that
I mean, it's
by
a good
making
point.
That a rule.
It's a good point.
I dig it. Dig it. Bring it in point. Technology like the NFL is.
I got you. I'll send you one. I have one right now.
Goal line technology.
7 minutes.
Here we go.
Go check it out. But anyway, so that's it.
Chase.
Anything else?
Right back at it.
Chase is so stressed. He's like...
I don't think so.
I have a feeling Jose gets this. What's up?
So do we just blurt it out? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. You blurt it out.
Just you know it.
Can you answer multiple?
Nope.
No. Oh. He already said that.
I'm just making sure. We all understand.
You can answer so multiple after like, everyone already answers.
So. Yeah.
Everyone
no. He's just guess. Trying to prolong this, Jay.
Okay.
Chase is sweating. Right, he's like,
three.
God damn it! Come on.
Two. One.
Salute your shorts.
Oh, Rugrats!
Rugrats! Rugrats!
That was a clusterfuck.
I swear that was me.
Of course you swear was you.
It's definitely not Jose.
Yeah, I don't know why Jose thinks he got it. I swear. I really thought I got that.
Jose said, salute your shorts, which I do. Balls, I liked your strategy.
Yeah, I respect. He just fired it. He's like, boom.
He was like, I'm going for first.
The drum roll was a good salute your shorts.
Yeah, that's where
it... Chase got me though. Yeah, he got it for me.
Chase got Kevin.
Opinion.
Chris got Kevin. I have to go back.
Wait, what?
In the recording for me, from
sure
what I heard,
it
sounded like Chris and Chase were very.
It doesn't matter who gets second place for the record. I just want to throw it out there.
I know
does
that.
It?
No.
Okay,
no.
So
it's
Chase
correct.
Wins.
Right, so. I disagree.
Oh,
I think
just that's it.
Well, you're fucking stupid.
Confirm
so
next week.
It's fine.
Yeah, we'll have to.
It's
we'll
fine.
Have to
there's
check.
Nothing wrong. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with double checking. Jose,
in my ears, I heard my voice first, but
what are we?
I'm sure Chris probably had the same thing. So
I heard us go at the same exact time. I heard us
that's
both
heard.
Yell Rugrats.
I heard me say.
Well, then if you, I was before Chris. So
Jose, you don't even get a second guess. I don't know why you're. And you were definitely
Kevin,
not
you were,
first.
Oh God,
damn it! I forgot about
not
stupid
in front
rule.
Of Chris.
You were yeah,
okay.
You were late.
Fine, yes. Whatever.
He
that's
already
fine.
Said
I didn't
Rug
win, so it doesn't matter.
Just give it to
so
Chase.
So if it's between you,
no,
if it's between Chris and Chase, then listen.
I'll listen to it. I'll double check. I'll
yeah, listen. Just fucking listen.
So mad it's not him.
Everybody.
I hate anything that has to do with like you know. It's, I agree with Jose. We gotta figure out a different way.
I have it. I have the technology right here, ready to roll. Next week we got it.
I don't know why Kevin gets so butthurt about ties and like double checking it because two months
Jason,
ago
you never had
to
participate in any
episode. Competition,
so you don't understand.
I know, like, dude. Outside of I don't know every single one except for the actually.
What was your guess
know,
on this
man.
One? What
I
was
know,
your guess?
I know. Man.
Oh, okay.
I'm yeah, sorry, exactly. Dude. I'm sorry. You can take over you completely. Fucking... You're welcome to try, bro.
No, I'm fucking tired as it is.
Come on, man. No, you should do it. You should do it, bro.
Anyways,
yeah, come on, man.
It's like moving. He's like, mm-mm.
You get so upset when it's a tiebreaker. Like, we can't go back to the books and like, I just need to get it done.
I 100% lost. I'm not upset with this one. I don't care. I lost. I know that I lost to Chase, but who cares about if it was between Chase and Chris? Like,
because that's a point. That's why we care. That's a point,
bro. Like, yeah, let's make sure they're right.
So you guys
figure
it out.
Well, you're at the bottom, so you don't care right now. But we're,
man, fuck you, Jose.
Fucking power bottom.
If you were in first place, you'd care about that point right now.
I've never
100% if this was Kevin Chase's tiebreak, he would
be like, yeah, let's check
the
tape.
I won. Tell her.
What would I be like? What would I be like?
Rugrats. That wasn't a tiebreaker.
I accidentally tapped it.
I know I got it first that time.
Hey, that would be funny though if you were just like, let me just drop the plate in and see if I was like, wait a second.
Did you guys,
Kevin still didn't know, so he doesn't know.
I guarantee I've seen more episodes of Rugrats than both of y'all combined.
I watched a lot of Rugrats.
I've seen every episode. I actually watch it when I'm fucking bored.
No, you don't.
Fucking shot.
I dig it. It was one of my favorite, probably top five cartoon for me.
I liked Rugrats a lot.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
It's great?
Yeah. He still watches
it
when he's bored.
Did you like it over Doug?
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. I watched that over Doug.
You watch it over Doug? Hey Arnold?
I didn't watch Hey Arnold.
Yeah, I'd watch over Hey Arnold.
Mm. Okay. Oh, man. All three of those are fucking close.
What?
Simpsons?
No, I wasn't allowed to watch Simpsons.
Yeah, oh, you weren't allowed to watch Simpsons.
Oh, sorry that I didn't break the rules and become gay, you know?
What?
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 Boom, there's my clip. There's my clip right there.
I was forced to follow the rules and be a straight fucking dude, you know?
Oh God! Like
you will stick this dick in the vagina whether you like it or not.
There's no way I could segue into a dad tip at this point, right? Like,
we gonna do the? Are we gonna do me and Chris's thing?
No shit.
Oh yeah, good call. Oh, thank you, buddy.
Let's see it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh,
which one do you
want
to play? Yours first, and then Chris's.
No, Chris's first. Mine second.
All right, I'm going to put a time clock on this.
Just fucking relax, all right? We got to take care of
it. I timed it. So
this is, folks, for those of you who don't know, last year we had a tie on the big board. Or what the fuck was it? Not the big board.
It was the big board.
Yeah, it was the big
board. The big board challenge exactly became a whole
bro, hit
controversy.
That jam, man. Hit that shit, my friend.
I'm trying.
Fucking get it, dude. Fuck.
Listen, at least I'm here, man.
Coronavirus.
That's what we get from Jose. At least we're here. Like, you're blessed by my presence, motherfucker.
Danny Wan decided that we should run the bases for...
That was his decision. That was your decision.
I think it was one of his ideas.
What it was that... Kevin made a joke saying,
I can blow your vape into my goddamn face next time.
Saying that he could steal a base steal a base now. And so then that brought up the idea of him being able to run the bases quicker than Chris. That's how we landed here. This whole thing started because you think that you could still steal a base. Like today, you think that you could get on a baseball field during a baseball game as a man on base and steal a base. Truth or not? Like
shot.
Yeah, there's no chance.
Yeah, I mean that might be like
what level
your vision of what was happening with this whole thing. But yeah. What ended up to be. Is in order to see who the biggest loser was, me and Chris had to run the base paths. Thank you, Jose.
You're just so used to saying thank you, Chase.
He's like, thank you, on the tip of your tongue.
He's just going to fire out, Chase.
So we had to run the bases to see who wins. Chris is going to go first. So I'm going to play his video. But what we're going to do is pause right here, podcast-wise. We're going to go watch these videos. If you want to watch these videos, go to the YouTube channel right now. Go to Cup to Cup Show YouTube channel. You'll be able to see these videos and follow along with us. We'll be back with a reaction to these things. But we're going to go right now. Boys, make sure that you unmute after this so you can react live, okay?
Are we timing? Are we running the clock?
Just fucking, you ready?
I think Kevin did all that.
I already have the official.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Cup to cup, base running.
Good. Who's gonna be
the loser? Look at those cleats.
The point gets me every time. It's windy, too.
Dude, no fucking shit. It was
that's
so
when ate it.
It's been years since he run the bases.
Three, softball. Two, one, go.
See, Chris has an advantage. That wind is helping him.
You think so? It's ooh, not at all.
Mm, that wasn't a great
touching
round.
The bases here.
Chris.
Oh, that's
what
a
is your
round.
Jason? You're still muted.
We'll get an official. On this.
Who has the official times?
What we're gonna do for the socials? We'll get an official like side by side and see officially. But here goes mine.
It's fucking race day. Domination day.
No, we're waking up.
Time to break
these.
Pop
some neuro gum.
Sorry, I'm on. Scoot over, dude. Scoot.
So I'm on green.
I'm really scared of getting cramps. I'm really scared of getting. That's that hair. Pulled muscles. So we're gonna stretch a lot.
Stretch, yes.
And
let's do it.
Massage gun.
Do we get a stretching montage?
Everything. God damn, I look like I just woke up.
You do.
Oh, bananas. It's looking a little breezy. This could be an issue. You see?
Still working on that Rubik's Cube.
Callback here.
But anyways, the thing I'm most worried about, hamstrings. I don't want an Aaron Rodgers situation. Achilles tendons, calf muscles. No, I was cranking the other day.
Lily. Lily's like, what the fuck did you just wake me for?
I'm out of shape. That's what I'm most worried about. We go out there and give it decent time.
Oh, no.
I'll be okay, but just don't pull any muscles, right, Lil? Right, Popush. She's scared too.
She's like, shut up.
Time to get some warm ups.
Beautiful day. We sped this up here, right? Like,
it was a great day.
This is real speed.
That's real speed. That's game speed.
Woo! That booty jiggling.
Ooh, Chris, I think he's going to get you, man. Wow, he's looking good.
The inspirational music.
Look at that ass.
Ooh. Don't be sorry. Be proud of it.
Oh, bro.
Get deep
he's
in that stretch, like, boy.
Jason,
come on.
He's hyped. Kev's got this.
Jason's videos all over again.
Should wear my gray sweatpants.
Yes, he should.
Number one.
So stupid.
Yeah. Oh, look at those calves. Look at those calves.
Ooh, they're flexing. They're about to burst.
Where's the round?
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Yep. Exactly as I thought. Be in shape. Don't be out of shape.
Please don't tell me this is how it ended.
No what? Shot. Yeah.
That's incredibly what? Disappointing. There's
no giving
no
up. I definitely majorly pulled my hamstrings.
Oh
stop
my
it.
God.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
You were supposed to stretch, man.
You
if
were
you
stretching.
I stretched for at least an hour before. And you saw I did a warm. I did more warm up than I put on video there as well.
I believe that.
You didn't make it to second base.
I didn't make it to. I barely made it past first. Yeah.
I was going to say, I was like, did the pull happen before or after you touched first base?
It was right before.
Ooh,
yeah, I felt it. I heard it pop more than I felt it. I heard it pop. So here we are.
Yeah.
So it didn't really matter what Chris did. That's why you were like, do we want to put them together?
No, I do.
It didn't fucking matter. It didn't matter. Here we are. Bring on the punishments, boys. You know?
Chris decides that was the end all. So figure it out, Chris. You got till next week. Sleep on it.
Oh, shit. Next week. Okay. I got a week.
You got 3 days.
Can we just text him? We'll just text him suggestions, and you can take him or leave him.
You can do whatever you want. Everybody, you guys.
Here goes Chase
Twitter,
with his like.
No.
Gets fucking butt ass naked.
No. If anything,
shave his eyebrow. Oh,
no, I think going the way of like what Jose did, where it's like not necessarily embarrassing, but it's more like getting interactions. Because like again, how did we get Dustin to start following us?
Shout out Jose. Of my humiliation.
So, I think that's more where I would lean is like interactions. Like getting you out there in front of the people.
In front of the people, bro.
Okay, the video was there, the production, the hype. I was getting fucking, I was like, let's go.
Like if we can get you to do something like interaction wise and let you edit the video.
Kev, I have a question.
I've never felt so confident in anything. And let me let you know, based off of your video, I'm pretty sure I would have won.
I was going to say, what was your time?
The way I dug in at that fucking start, I was looking good.
I will tell you, what do you think your time would have been?
Oh, fuck, I have no fucking clue. I didn't run the bases one time. I had no clue.
But what do you think?
No idea, Chris. I can't even tell you what's a good time to be around a base.
Here, I'll show you. Here's the time I got for mine. I got 13 seconds. You think?
No, I would have been around 10 seconds. Yeah,
for okay.
Sure. No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
I'll say I finished at 13 seconds.
I think you would have... You know, been pretty fast at first, but then rounding second, that's when the two chests would have been. Just like once you get between second and third, will he run out of gas or can he maintain that
speed?
It's a fucking challenge rounding the bases because like my first instincts are sprint straight, but you have to like round it so you actually.
Mm-hmm. Nope, can't be straight here.
No, not running the bases, you can't be.
Nope.
If it ain't straight, I can't do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I ain't straight.
Then I don't know. What was the time? Kev, I can't fast forward to that.
I put the timer up there just to.
First base.
I know. I put the timer up there just to fucking
2 seconds,
to throw you guys off
the line. Quick.
There ain't no fucking waste. 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
The fastest guy in the majors is 4 seconds right now.
Oh, shit. So, I'm sorry.
Maybe I was wrong. I don't know.
No, what I'm saying is I still think you're close to that, though.
Oh, it would be
like,
very close.
I want to know what your time is. Go back to the time and look.
We should be timing from home to first.
Just do one sprint to home first.
We're too old.
Just multiply that by four, and that's my time, right?
Yes, because you would have timed that the whole way around.
I think that's how it works.
That's how it works, folks. That's how it works.
Chris just did way too much work. He only had to run home to first and multiply by four.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know what you're thinking.
Not how
Chris.
Baseball works.
Yeah, I only did it a few. What am I thinking?
I wish I could fast forward to this, man, so I can see it.
I wish I could fast forward. Oh.
I love it. Kevin put all this work into this production, and Jason's just like, I wish I could fast forward.
Yeah, I want to skip through all this.
Can I skip through all the bullshit?
Kevin's like,
we
put like an hour worth of work in that. I didn't put a lot of work in that, for the record.
That was awesome.
I wish I would have had more time.
We're going to get Chris's. I'm going to time Chris's from start to home to first.
Go ahead.
Cup to cup, base running challenge. Who's going to be the loser of the big board for last year?
What's the point of this? Because he won. It's
been years since I've run the bases.
I thought about walking it.
Three,
just to be
two,
like, just in case he
one,
pulled his hamstring.
Go. And time. You're muted.
He kind of walked.
Three.
The rounding the bases, you slow down a lot.
Three and a half.
But that might have been smart.
I can't talk. Sorry. 3.5 seconds. 3.53.
To home to first was 3.5 seconds?
Yeah, these stats can't be correct.
We're also not on a major league field. We're on softball field.
This was at a local park.
And they're going straight sprint, not hitting and then having to get yourself going again.
For the record, mine was I like, you know,
yours what?
As far as the running part of it, I didn't think that mine was much different than what it would have been if I would have hit a single, you know.
Well,
here, I got mine. I'll tell you what I was the first. You ready?
Yeah,
I was 3.14.
Yeah, I thought he was fast.
So
I
Kevin won.
I think
Kevin
Kev,
Congratulations, Kevin won.
That's Kevin won. Second.
Hey, it's decided.
Kevin won.
Kev won by like over a full second.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. I do think Kevin ran further past first base than Chris. I think his turn was going to have to be wider, and that's where he was going to lose time.
Chris really slowed up rounding first, though.
What you're wrong about that is you don't want to. I did a lot of research on this. it sucks that I pulled my hamstring because I did a lot of research on this. You want to make almost a circle. It seems counteractive to make a circle around those bases, but it depends on where your acceleration is. But you almost want to make
felt like your turn
the
was
closer
wider,
to a circle,
like
you're faster.
Wide.
What the I wide is better
yours was
because
a
you want to be
wider,
wide
no,
on
there's,
second.
There's a point. There's a point where it's too wide, is what I'm saying.
Are you calling him fat?
No.
No. Wait.
Okay. I don't think it's that big at all.
Yes. But it's basic physics.
Okay.
You can go too wide.
So you
imagine
you
going out
in
the outfield.
I tell you what. When you're done with this podcast, or tomorrow, or
here
whenever,
we go.
Do your own research and then go tell me what you found.
Okay. You're not.
I thought you were
going
to tell him to go run the base.
You're going to say Jason, I'm right. I'm not. I'm saying he's going to go into the outfield. If a guy goes out into the outfield, you're telling me that's not too wide.
I wasn't even close to the outfield. No shot.
I didn't say, Jesus Christ, I can't ever have a conversation with you. I know
well,
that.
I apologize if I
but
came
your
across
other,
that way. But
your other statement was you can't go too wide, and I just said there's a point where you can go too wide. I wasn't alluding that you
yes,
went
obviously.
That wide. Okay, then I don't have to go look up and do my homework if you would just like listen to the first statement that I said.
I thought he was going to tell you to go run the bases, actually.
Are you saying you can't go too wide? You can go too wide? Yes, I agree.
Chase, is anybody else hearing me? Because I feel like I want to make sure I'm not going crazy.
Yeah, I think you're both just not really understanding each other.
Okay, so help us out.
I understand what he's saying. My whole argument is
that you can go too wide, and he said you can't.
And I'm saying you can, and Kevin's like, no, you can't. And I'm like, so if someone goes out
you can go too wide, 100%.
Okay, that's all I said. That was it.
All right, I apologize. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You can go too wide. But
Kev,
I didn't.
2 seconds ago, you said that.
Mommy and daddy are fighting.
But I did. You
can go too wide. I am curious, how are your hammies now?
I think it's going to. I've pulled my hamstring 1,000 times. I think it's going to be worse tomorrow. But I'm not feeling great.
I don't feel good.
It's just one hamstring, by the way. It's not. I don't know anybody that's pulled both.
Do you think you could have like
can you imagine?
Do you think you could have like light jogged, or was it you were just like no?
I light jogged those bases beforehand. I cut that out just for time.
No, I mean like after you pulled it.
I could have definitely light jogged it. Yeah, but there's no reason to at that point. Well, I mean maybe there was.
Maybe there was.
Never know.
Da-na-na. I thought about after so I went to Publix, got a sub, came back, and I was like on the same road. Ultimate always. I don't fuck around with tenders, dry ass.
I like the
fucking,
Ultimate too, but the chicken tenders
is
better.
But look, I was like, you know what? Let me just walk the bases just in case Chris does the same thing and he quits. That means that I actually finished, you know? But
did you see the look of scorn on fucking Chris's face?
You never know, Chris. You ever pulled a muscle? Ever?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Look, it's fucking possible.
It is possible, yeah.
Plus, I was trying to freak you out. I was trying to make you go fast by telling you this morning.
No, I knew it too. You're like, did you go yet? You're like, it's going to be a tough time to beat. I was like,
I told him. I was like, it's going to be a tough time to beat. I wanted him to go fucking balls to the wall and pull his hamstring.
Jesus.
That's the competitive edge. That's the competitive edge right there.
But it didn't work. It didn't work.
I really wanted him to fucking trip and break his leg. But
no, I didn't want nobody to break anything. No, that's
I didn't pull anything.
Just rupture your Achilles is what he wanted.
I didn't do that either.
Rupture.
It sucks. I mean, you know, I'm just super out of shape. Super out of shape.
You did great, man.
It's
you
100%
speed
on me.
On there.
It's on me.
All right, it's your fault.
You look good warming up.
Thank
you. You're going real fast.
That ass was bouncing.
That's all Jose all saw. He's like, that ass was bouncing the whole time.
That's all that Jose was looking at.
Yeah, he was looking at your ass the whole time.
You're welcome. Who was not? I mean, there was nothing. Everyone was looking at it.
I was looking at his running form, actually.
I was looking at his calf.
Jose's like, ass.
And his Achilles.
Ass.
I was more scared of tearing something than pulling something. I'm okay with pulled hamstring.
Is your ass okay? The important questions. Guys, I pulled my ass.
Yeah, what? I pulled my ass, yeah. Do you know where a hamstring is?
I guess that makes sense. Yeah. So okay. There you go.
What's happening right now? Get this guy
another your ass recovers.
Young lady, do you want to go to timeout?
No.
All right. One, two, three.
It's time for dad tips.
It was low.
All right.
Listen to Kevin's voice.
Aw. Dad's it real quick. Everything's got a place, okay? You need to teach your kids that real quick. Make them understand that in their bedroom. Everything's got a place. And if they don't know where that place is, then that's your own fucking fault, all right? Organization is key in their fucking bedroom. So make sure that your kids have a bedroom that is organized. And you know what? We had a fucking moment where I had to clean one of my girls' bedrooms. And instead of me just like going in there and organizing it myself, like you're going to sit here and you're going to do it with me. And you're going to fucking know where everything is. And when we were done, something was on the floor and Sydney looked at me and she goes, "That's I know where that goes." Boom. Lesson learned.
Mission accomplished.
But at the same time, if you let it get to a place where you got to get to that point, that's a problem as well. So make sure you start early and often and fucking get it to a point where everything's got a place. You know, everything seems hunky-dory when you got little kids. Oh, I'll clean up their toy room when I'm done. But then if you don't teach them early, then it's going to turn into a fucking issue to where they're going to be like, I don't know what to do with that. I'm just going to fucking stack it on top of this other thing I don't know what to do with. And then stacking becomes a fucking mess.
Mountain.
Mm-hmm. I dig it.
Mm-hmm. Boom. That's what I got.
Nailed it. Boom.
Everything's got a place. Everything's got a home. Where does this live?
Where does it live?
What age did you start that? Because mine's that's not
yesterday. Right, yeah, yesterday. no,
what?
No, just I mean, now? You know, Erica's a teacher, so we got everything labeled fairly early. Labeling, you know, requires reading. So you know, if you can read, you know, there you go.
Oof. Oh, everything in their room is labeled.
Not everything, most of it though.
You got a good label maker, huh?
You know,
to me, like three things that are labeled right now:
Barbie dolls, accessories, babies, baby dolls, accessories, fidget toys.
Got it.
What was the other thing?
Not like bedroom door or something like that, right?
Door knob.
Hey, I swear toilet to you, there paper. Are people out there that overdo it. I'm not looking door at knob. It. It's fucking crazy.
Toilet paper. I'm not.
There are people toilet out there paper? That need to label not need, bedroom they, door.
They're addicted to labeling and they'll label the shit
window.
Out of
shit. Boom,
there
are fucking,
they're weirdos out there for sure, Jay. Yeah.
Bed.
You don't have to Google it, brother. We all know.
We know.
Maybe yeah. It was Queer Eye that had a woman on and she labeled everything. And they
I don't think you can say that.
She had an Excel. Wait, that's the show. She had an Excel sheet of a breakdown of a man that she was looking for. So she checkmarked if they had it and then if it was a pro.
You have
or
an
not,
Excel sheet of a
was,
man you're looking for.
You,
it's automatic red flag. I just want to throw it out.
I agree. 100%. She was like crazy. 100%. It was at A, type A. Is that type A?
Type A.
Type sure.
A. Type crazy.
Type cray.
Type crazy.
Type cray.
Crazy.
Type cray.
Oh, that's it, Jason. Okay. Make sure that
is
you.
Is he loading? Like, what's that?
What's happening? I was done. I was done with what I was going to say.
Okay.
It's all like, right. Shut up.
That's,
moving on.
And that's okay. You're okay to be done. make sure that you follow
like,
us.
I am done, so I will speak no more. I will sit here in silence.
Shut up.
all of our social sites, folks. Cup to Cup Show. Don't put any spaces in it. It makes no goddamn sense. If you put spaces in it, you won't be able to find us. It might fucking take you to goddamn, you know, some weird porno or something. So, Cup to Cup Show. No spaces. It's true. You don't know, Jay.
Unless you're into weird porno.
No, but we're trying to make them find our...
Oh, right.
Yes, thank you. Okay.
Sorry. Yes. Mm-hmm. Go to our website first, and then the weird porno.
What's the website, Jose?
It is the Cup to Cup Show.
Okay, it's cuptocuplife.com, folks.
Fired.
Cuptocuplife.com is our website, so make sure you go there. You can buy our Rainbow shirt like no Jose spaces. And Chase are wearing. Show them off, boys. Show them what you're working with. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Rainbow shirt. I'm also wearing a Cup to Cup hat right now. Jason's wearing the zip-up hoodie. He just likes to call it the hoodie. And Chris?
The Chris Tank. Wearing the Chris Tank.
In fucking fashion. I thought about wearing a tank out there to run the bases just to honor my opponent. But mm-hmm. I didn't.
Couldn't hurt,
but I just I'm fat.
Slap in the face. Have hurt. Slap in the face.
Jesus.
I'm fat.
No, you're not fat.
Cup2cuplife.com.
/merch.
Thank you. You got it now. Thank you, Jose. You figured it out.
Cup to Cup Show. You'll find us on all social sites.
Couldn't open the rundown quick enough.
Make sure that you guys go try NeuroGum. Jason's going to throw out some videos to tell you why you should.
Hell yeah.
He's got some fucking great. he's got some great things brewing. He's got some great things brewing beyond that mind, that mega mind of his.
Beautiful,
great things. Of his. Great things.
Great things behind those beautiful blue eyes. Yeah, there you go. That's what you're gonna hear when you're going up the stairs later.
It's like I'm not leaving the basement ever.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you got nothing
Chase.
Else.
We got the emoji game.
Yeah.
Got the emoji game. If you're listening to this right now, it is the last day for this quarter of the emoji game. We'll start fresh. Starting on April 1st.
Quartor.
And as I said in the if you don't follow us in the CTC OnlyFans, like I said, the winner of each quarter will either get to come on the podcast or get a an item from the merch store purchase for them. And also starting April 1st, I'm doing away with the first to get all three gets 3 points. It's just first to get the movie gets a point, first to get a TV show gets a point, first to get quote gets a point. If you get all three first, you get 3 points. If you just get the movie, you get 1 point.
So. Big fucking changes. Come on.
Big changes, folks. Pay attention.
Yep.
Tighten up quarter two. Tighten up.
Tighten it up.
Tight. Tight like a tight.
Jay, what do you got?
Jose
what do you got
so
for us?
Fucking horny.
I'm terrible at that game. Like I want to play and then I just don't get it and I walk away.
I've never even looked at it.
I'll thanks, man. I appreciate the support.
What do you want me to play? You want me to play?
No, I play. I drop things and sometimes you guys think I'm being an asshole, but that's like what I think it's like trying to say.
Quarter two.
But I've given Chase some ammo for some future ones.
Q2, I'm trying.
Yeah, pretty easy. I might toss some of those out this week as like kind of bonus because Dustin's been running away with it. I'm going to pull a J and toss.
Shout out, Dust. Come on,
toss
now.
Out
toss
some some chances for people to possibly catch up. But come Dustin's now. Been killing it. So
come now, Dust. Come on now.
Come now.
Killing it. Dustin.
Let him cook, man.
Let him cook.
Oh man. Let him cook, man.
That was terrible.
Let him cook, man. Let him cook, man.
Dustin's like, I'm not. I'm leaving. I'm out.
Yeah, and we lost a listener.
Like, Dustin's nope. like, I'm out. Yeah, see ya.
I am so sorry.
I'm not cooking anymore.
What do you mean? Let him cook, man.
What, folks, let him cook.
Man. Man. I'm not 10 minutes late. What's going on with your head, Kevin? That's a big ass forehead.
Fuck.
All right.
Well, we'll see y'all next week.
Bye. That makes sense.
Bye.
Holla.
I fucking hate you.
Peace.
Later, skeezers.